You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
You know, you are not as good looking as my typical co-host.
Is it the beard?
It's the beard. It's a number of things. It might be the fact that you're male.
Not as good looking?
You are not as good looking as Bethany. You're male. You certainly don't have as good of a physique as she has.
I'm not as in good of shape.
You are not dad bod versus CrossFit bod. I'm going to go with CrossFit bod about 110% of the time.
All right.
Well, my co-host Bethany Reyes is on vacation this week. We're super happy that Bethany is in sunny Cancun, soaking up the rays with her son. And in her replacement, we have a major downgrade.
But physically.
Well, physically and maybe a few other ways. But we have my business partner, a real estate genius, a good friend of mine, Matt Marsupian, sitting in tonight. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. I'm honored.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're honored. It's just the Honestly Real Estate Podcast. We have three rules on the Honestly Real Estate Podcast. No bullshit, no assholes, and don't take yourself too seriously. With this podcast, it is our job to bring you the biggest, the best, the brightest, the most up-and-coming people within the real estate industry, and give you an honest and fun look into the real estate market here in Southeast Michigan. We hope to do this in a fun and interesting way. If you're looking to buy or sell, invest in real estate, or if you're someone in or around the industry, we hope to bring you some insight with our amazing guests that you can take and implement as you embark upon your journey in real estate. So Matt, thanks for joining us today. Again, it's a bit of a downgrade from Bethany. What are you wearing, by the way?
You specifically told me to come and be casual.
And so, you are certainly casual.
It's a weekend Matt.
This is weekend Matt. Is weekend Matt a lumber sexual?
Is that term still a thing?
I think it is. It bothers me when people call me a metrosexual. How do you feel when somebody calls you a lumbersexual?
I guess it's better than the dad bod, right?
Well, you have that too.
Okay. Well, you know, the beard, gives me the impression that I'm somewhat presentable.
Well, I mean, you're pulling it off. So a lumbersexual is like the type of person that looks like they smell bad and that they might be able to cut down a tree, but you get nearer them and they actually smell like curve.
Pine needles, beard oil.
Oh, exactly. You smell like some sort of form of patchouli and you could never cut down a tree.
No, the plaid is from Banana Republic.
Exactly. It's Banana Republic plaid, so it's not really plaid.
No, I'm not wearing like a Carhartt.
But you are wearing a vest also. This is interesting.
It's comfortable.
It's a zippy vest.
This isn't what I'd wear to go see clients.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, an interesting segue, because there was a really good topic on a message board or a conversation board, a Facebook group called Lab Coat Agents this week. And for our listeners that don't know what that is, there's a huge Facebook group called Lab Coat Agents, which has, what, like 90,000 members?
Yeah, like 100,000, tons of agents around the world.
All across the world from all different brokerages. And it's kind of a discussion board. You can go there and talk about anything that you want. And one of the discussions this week is, what is the proper attire for a real estate agent?
Yeah, it was surprisingly, I know what you're talking about. I read this. It was really polarizing.
It was. You know, there was people on both ends of the spectrum. The far right, you had people that are like, I suit up. Suit, tie, press shirt, shine shoes, and nothing less. And then you had people all the way on the other side of it that were like, I show up as I am.
Yeah, you had people from Texas that said they wore boots and jeans, and people in Florida or Scottsdale that said, I wear a Tommy Bahama shirt, sandals, and shorts.
Right. So regionally, there were some differences. And, you know, most specifically here in Metro Detroit, there were a couple people going at it. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
I like the back and forth.
Yeah, I think about that gif where Michael Jackson is like, he's eating the popcorn at the beginning of the Thriller.
I'm just here for the comments.
That's what I was like. I was just sitting back reading this thing, really enjoying it. And there was some colorful conversation
Yeah, there was some fun banter back and forth.
Yeah, about this. So, you know, we had some people that said, you know, you suit up. There were some people that are like, you know, in between jeans and a t-shirt and I throw a sport coat over it and I'm showing up, you know, like I am. So what camp are you in? Do you show up in lumber sexual?
No, I think it depends, but I typically like trying to go into a first interaction being a little overdressed.
Okay.
And from there...
So there's no such thing as overdressed.
I don't think so. I mean, you might completely miss the mark if you show up in a suit and a tie and your clients are in sweatpants.
Yeah, you can have the opportunity to intimidate somebody if you're showing up in a $1,500 suit, $800 Ferragamos, and, you know, a $300 tie.
I think so. Yeah. And you know, beyond just what you're wearing, your watch, your car, all that kind of thing. But I think ultimately, you know, you do need to be you. I don't think you should fake it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Be authentic.
And you should be willing to and able to, you know, show up to and be able to mirror your clients a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
As you get to know someone, if they show up and they're in, you know, like you wear, you know, Mark, you CrossFit, right? You work out a lot.
Not a lot, but
like 3 days. If someone shows up after a workout and they're in their gear, and you know, you can think, hey, next time maybe I can be a little bit more downgraded. Or if they're a client that's always to the T's, you're going to want to mirror that. You're going to want to mimic that.
Yeah. You and I talk about the ABCs of sales, right? And I know a lot of people's minds right now are going to always be closing. And that's wrong. That's actually not what it is.
No, it's brass balls.
Exactly. It's not Glengarry Glen Ross in the 1970s. The ABCs of selling are attunement, buoyancy, and clarity, which we could do an entire different show on. But attunement being that, you know, being in tune with your clients, mirroring them, you know, finding their perspective and being in tune with who they are and what they're doing. I'm of the camp that, you know, I show up in my best outfit.
Mark Schaffner is always in a tailored suit, maybe a crisp white shirt or a sweater, but never wearing t-shirt and jeans or sweatpants like some agents.
Like I'm wearing right now. And hey, by the way, I really like it when you use my first and last name.
Yeah.
Can we make that a thing going forward?
Okay. Sure.
Cool. We'll start that up tomorrow. No, yeah, I show up in a suit if I'm going to talk to somebody about selling their most important investment.
Sure.
Or buying their first most important investment. As I become more attuned with my clients, you know, I will gauge whether I can show up in, you know, on a Saturday in like what I'm wearing right now, a hoodie and a t-shirt and blue jeans. One of the cool things is I do work with a lot of people who do CrossFit. And I think CrossFitters are, you know, the type of people that understand that, hey, we just came from the gym and, you know, this is, we're showing up with, you know, what we wore to the gym. It's funny when you see people outside of CrossFit, it's like, oh my gosh, you look like a normal human, because we're always in there dying. But yeah, so, you know, show up, do your thing. And I'm of the camp, I think Matt and I both are, of, you know, you show up in your best when you're talking to somebody about their most important investment. You and I used to work for a company who had a hard and fast rule on what type of car that you had to drive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, deeper than just the what you drive. Or I'm sorry, what you wear, you know, deeper than that, you know, the watch, the jewelry, the hair product, the scent, you know, what you're wearing, the car is important too.
And I think,
you know, what you drive, we work in a unique profession, right? Where clients see us, we show up, we meet them outside, or in they're in vehicle. Our car.
Exactly.
In our car, right?
Yeah. It used to be the status symbol of a real estate agent was the type of car that you drove. And because you showed up to somebody's house, if you didn't show up in a Cadillac, that was the car back in the 80s and the 90s. That's what you showed up in.
Yeah.
And we worked for a company who believed in that to their core. And they said, you drive an American car.
Yeah.
When you graduated for college, you were driving like a Honda.
A Volkswagen Jetta. Yeah. I remember having to go into the dealership and turn that in and figure out a deal and not knowing how I was going to afford a brand new American car.
Didn't they issue that in your pledge class at Sigma Chi at Western Michigan that you had to get a Volkswagen Jetta in either red or blue?
Mine was black.
Yours was black. Okay. So you had to drive an American car. Well, let me ask you, how do you feel, Matt, about using slang or using swear words with a client?
That's a great question. I think that you have to be above all professional at all times. But at the same time, you know, again, talking about attunement, being in tune with our clients.
Yeah.
I like rolling with how my clients interact with each other, the words that they use. Sometimes you have to use some off-color language in order to deliver a point, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. You know, depending on if I'm comfortable with a client, you know, I might be somewhere with them. To give you a good example, I was on a showing today with a client. It was the second house that we had looked at. We showed up to the house and the homeowner was still there.
Ooh.
That's the worst.
Oh.
Isn't it the worst, man?
And you feel awkward and they feel awkward.
They're following you around the house. Their house is a piece of shit.
What'd you say?
Well, you know, I kind of...
You bite your tongue a little bit?
Well, I tried to roll with it.
Okay.
At first, I tried to use a little bit of body language and be like, you know, leave us alone. You know, I understand, you know, you're trying to sell the house here and you're talking to me about whatever, the fact that you put new blinds on in the kitchen, big fucking deal. And you know, it's the worst when a homeowner is there. And I was downstairs in the basement with my buyer, and you know, we had the opportunity to shut a door, and I literally leaned over to her and I said, "This house is a fucking piece of shit." And this was the first time I had actually met this client, and she laughed, and I think that she really appreciated it.
You had that moment of like realness. You weren't trying to sell her anything. You were being honest.
And it was a fucking piece of shit. and that's a thing. And you know, I think that goes back to being attuned with your clients and being authentic and being yourself. You know, if for anybody out there that's a newer agent and they're listening to this, be careful. I would say show up and always err on the side of conservatism and not swearing. But when you get to the point where you are attuned with your clients and you know yourself a little better, I think you can throw in the occasional curse word. I think the occasional curse word can really enhance a good sentence.
Fuck yeah, it can.
Fuck yeah, it can. So the holidays are beyond us. It is a new year. It's 2019.
I just got comfortable writing 2018.
I know. How many times have you done that on a check or on something?
I already had a script, void one out.
Yeah. Did you have to do that?
And I don't write many checks.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I write one a month, one or two a month. So it's 2019. It's a new year. I don't want to spend too much time on this because we've got something that we want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And something that we think is a big idea, actually something that we've coined, the biggest idea in real estate.
Hashtag. Right?
Hashtag the biggest idea in real estate. So that's going to be really cool. And we want to talk about that tonight because I do have Matt Marsupian with me from Metro Group Real Estate on the Honestly Real Estate podcast. And so before we get that, I want to talk to you, Matt. Tell me, keep it short. I don't want to hear too much. Please don't pontificate. But how do you feel about the real estate market in 2019? Give me your best prediction. What's going to happen?
Okay. Before I have to Google pontificate, I'm going to assume that
I use 50 cents words.
Okay.
Every now and then.
I need to subscribe to the word of the day calendar. I think in short, last year or obviously the past probably 2 years have been an abnormal market. Buyers have been caught up in this crazy frenzy. Sellers have been able to really take advantage of it. And it's been an overall abnormal market. I think right now we're in a normal market.
Wait, what do you mean abnormal? What was abnormal about it?
Abnormal.
Don't pontificate.
It was a seller's market.
Okay.
Good homes that were priced relatively well had an abundance of buyers.
Right. So if you had a good home, you priced it right, you'd get four or five offers.
Or more in some areas.
Okay.
And you pretty much had your pick of the litter. Now, that ran an interesting problem though, because if you were a seller, you would then become a buyer if you were upgrading your home. But right now, overall, we're more of a normal market. So it's good, interestingly, for both buyers and sellers.
Yeah. So if you're looking to buy a home or if you're looking to sell a home, well, actually, let me go back. What should a seller expect in 2019?
I think a seller shall expect, if they price their home right, market it right, and it shows properly, that they're going to get a fair price for their home.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'm really excited because you and I deal mostly with people that are looking to sell homes. We work with buyers, but it's probably more of like an 80% of the time you and I work with people that are listing and selling homes. That's where you and I specialize. And then we have a couple people on our team that handle more of the buy side of things, but about 20% of the time you and I work with buyers, right?
Yeah, I think right now buyers in 2019, buyers need to be with a professional that knows how to negotiate and have their best interests in mind, is not just a door opener. But more specifically, sellers need to work with an agent or with a team that has a tried and true formula for getting homes sold.
So I think that's a good segue.
Perfect.
So you and I do a lot of brainstorming, right?
Well, you do the brainstorming. I do the listening.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like it's 10 o'clock at night and I've got an idea and I've been writing it down on a pad of paper and I text you and I say, dude, I think I've come up with something.
I say, write it down, sleep on it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Exactly. Go to bed.
What was the worst one? I think the worst one was the marketing campaign based around Mr. Rogers.
I didn't really get it.
Yeah. I wanted to play on the whole, won't you be my neighbor?
It makes sense. Yeah. I get it.
No, it was okay.
Well, I mean, you throw enough things at the wall, something will stick.
Well, we came up with something. So we asked ourselves a couple questions because we knew that this market was going to become a bit more normalized, right?
It's shifting. People like that word, shift.
Shift. Yeah. It's not crashing.
No.
What happened in 2008 and 2009 isn't going to happen again. We didn't write those bad loans that we wrote back then that caused the market to be artificially inflated and then just crash. That's not going to happen again, but things are going to stabilize.
Yeah. The homes that were previously just put on the market, put a sign in the yard and sold for full asking price or more are going to require a lot more work to get a fair market value.
So we decided to look at that and we said, what are the things that are most important to our clients? We polled our clients. We talked to them. We asked them what was most important. We pulled from our own experience and we came up with a couple things, right?
Yeah, I mean it's relatively simple, right?
Yeah, it is. We said, you know, we asked our clients and we asked ourselves, what are the most important things when you're selling a home?
And they said what?
Well, they said the first thing was, I want to get the highest price possible for my home.
Money,
right?
Right.
Money. It's pretty simple. What can we do to maximize the return on my investment? How can I sell my home for more? There's a great book out there called Freakonomics, which many people that have listened to this have read that book. And if you haven't, you should. But there's a chapter in there that focuses on real estate agents. And it talks about how it's impossible for a real estate agent to have the best interests of their client in mind because the swing, a $10,000 swing, for example, means $10,000 to the client, but it only means $300 in commission to the real estate agent. So, you know, $10,000 swings in real estate happen all of the time. And we get a big kick out of getting that extra $10,000 in favor of our clients. So we said, how can we get more money for our clients? Because that was it.
Yeah. In addition to that, there were
the next thing was is price and terms.
The terms.
Selling. It was a couple different things.
It was
selling my home quickly. It was either selling my home quickly or selling my home with terms that worked for me and my family. And that situation might be, I don't want to sell my home for 3 months from now, or I can't move out of my home until X date. Whatever that date might be. So getting the terms right.
Okay.
And then the last thing was customer service.
Yeah. I mean, what everyone wants out of a situation where you're buying or selling something, right? Is that customer experience.
Exactly. And we heard this over and over again from our clients. And not necessarily from us, but agents that they had used in the past, and maybe even us and some of the agents we used on our team, that the communication could have increased, that the availability of my real estate agent could have been better. Because oftentimes real estate agents, they're just one person in a cell phone. And what happens when that person, like Bethany is this week, is in Cancun?
Yeah, something suffers, right? Either their personal life, their vacation, or the client's experience.
Exactly, because it doesn't stop, right?
No.
Real estate never sleeps. An agent on our team was showing homes on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day.
That's, people want to see homes. They want to communicate when they're not working.
Yeah, exactly. Matt, you were laid up last week with a small surgery, and you were still answering phone calls and texts and things like that.
You do what you have to do.
You do what you have to do. And real estate never sleep. So we took those three things. We those were the three most important things: money, terms, and customer service. And we said, okay. And we sat down and we had a brainstorming session, and we said, what are the things that have the largest effect on those three things? And we came up with a pretty cool program, didn't we?
Boiled down to what? How many items?
Six.
All right.
What's it called?
Hashtag.
What's it called, bro?
Sold in six.
No, you don't even know what it's called, man. Six to sold.
Six to sold. Hashtag.
Hashtag six to sold. Sixtosold.com. We even got the URL. And we're gonna be shouting this from the rooftops. I'm pretty excited about it. I do believe that this is one of the biggest ideas in real estate. I think this is a game changer.
Everybody talks about raising the bar. It's kind of a broken record at this point.
You know, it really is.
Because historically, right, people haven't really done anything too innovative.
Well, it's hard to innovate. You know, no offense to anybody in our industry. It's hard to innovate. It's hard. We have to be thinking constantly about what's next, about what we can do to increase, you know, customer service, to help our clients better by the service that we offer.
So what does it start with?
Well, six to sold, it's six impacts, right? Okay. Six things that impact those major items. And the first one we came up with was staging, right? And this is nothing new. This is nothing new. Many real estate agents do staging, but we took it one step further. And we said, you know, on every single home that we list, we are going to stage it. We are going to have a professional interior designer come out and stage the home.
Some people might think, you know, they've seen an HGTV show. They have an idea of what this is.
How hard can it be? I've seen it on TV.
Yeah, right. So boil down what, to me, as a person who I think my house is decorated nice, right?
It is.
My family lives in my house. What kind of impact is staging going to have?
A few different things. First of all, the way we live in our homes and the way we sell our homes are two very different things. And a decorator, a designer, is going to be able to have that view much better than a Matt and I or any real estate agent is going to have. And far better than somebody who's emotionally involved in their home. They're going to be able to come in and take a third-party view at the home and say, these are the things that we need to change. And that might be paint. Paint is a huge bang for your buck. Accessorizing the home, putting different art on the wall, depersonalizing the home, taking your personal pictures down, adding different furniture that fits better in a room. I was over at a friend's house this past weekend, and his furniture was just too big for the home. And he didn't realize it, but that's where he sits and watch football because that's what's comfortable to him. So a decorator is going to come in and give you that third party view. But what's unique about Six to Sold, right, Matt, is that not only are we staging it, but Metro Group has decided to pay for it for every single client up front.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we are commission-based service. We don't receive anything until we successfully sell a home. So it makes sense for us to do everything, including investments up front, to make sure that we have the highest chance possible of ultimately reaching our customer's goal, which is to sell their home for the most amount of money.
So they want the most money possible. So one of the things that we can do that is going to have the highest impact is to put some money into it up front. And we decided to say to our clients that you don't have to invest your own money. We're going to stage the home, but we're going to invest our money to stage the home.
Yeah, we're going to put our money where our mouth is, which is what many agents don't do. And that's why there are a lot of expired listings on the market.
So that's impact number one. And I think that that's pretty good. And a lot of people might even say that's good enough, but we decided not to stop there. So the second thing was, and this is something that we've been doing for a long time, and this is something that a lot of real estate agents already do. Some of them still don't. We see it all the time. But the second thing is professional photography.
It's interesting because there are a lot of real estate agents that have even gone as far to buy a really expensive camera to say that they take professional photos. Man. But we've made it a brand standard since day one, and we can say this, whether it's a $50,000 listing or a $5 million listing, that we've had a professional real estate company shoot those with a professional equipment and do what they do best. You know, they don't shoot babies. They don't shoot...
they don't shoot babies.
Photographs.
I hope nobody's shooting.
They don't photograph babies. They photograph real estate. They specialize in making home show in the best light possible. So with the staging on point, those mm-hmm. professional photos look amazing. And that allows us to have the first showing, which is online, look as good as possible.
So we're paying for the staging. Metro Group pays for the staging.
Metro Group pays for the staging.
Metro Group pays for the professional photography.
Yeah. And in real estate photography, you know, you joked about this earlier and you said it's not quite, you know, a norm yet. A lot of agents do this, but it still amazes me on how many don't. And, you know, it's one of those things.
It's a shame, actually.
You know, I scratch my head. It's so necessary, right? Especially right. with people looking online and, you know, not just professional equipment, but, you know, things like drone and right. different perspective.
Well, that's another thing. And I wanted to add that not only professional photography, on every home, we're doing drone photography.
Even if a house is in a neighborhood.
Even if it's in a neighborhood.
And it doesn't have anything specifically special about the lot, drone photography can get a perspective that, you know, the on-the-ground photos just can't.
Exactly. You take a drone up, you know, 20, 30 feet in the air. It just kind of gives you a different perspective, right?
Yeah. And the community might have amenities. It might have a park down the street. The home might be in a cul-de-sac or having something special about what it backs up to that you just can't get from a camera that's on the ground.
So we decided to do professional photography and drone photography at our own expense on every single listing. That's impact number two. Impact number three is videography.
And this is something that many agents have tried, some do with their iPhone, but is not the norm and makes a big difference when you're talking about making a home look as good as it can in the very first showing, which is online.
Yeah, they say a picture let me make sure I get this right. A picture tells 1,000 words, but a video shows 1,000 pictures.
That's a good one.
You like
I've
that
never
one?
Heard that one.
I wish that I made it up. I didn't. but yeah, so we decided to shoot a 60-second video commercial for every single one of our listings because we do a lot of online promotion. We're going to get to that too because that's one of our impacts as well. But impact number three being videography. Videos get something like 300% more views than just still pictures. So we knew that, you know, being what our customers are looking for, top dollar, selling their home at price and terms, basically. One of the biggest impacts we can have is to shoot a 60-second video to get that excitement out there, to get it out there, get more people interested, get more inquiries, get more people into the house. So we're shooting a 60-second video for every single listing, no matter if it's $100,000 or if it's $2 million, and everywhere in between, they get a 60-second video.
You know, it's funny. My wife looked at the first videos we've done of 2019.
Yeah.
One active listing, one we have going live this week. But we're starting to do these 60-second videos. And we've done videos in the past, and they've really showed off properties well. But what I typically find is people have a really short attention span, right?
Oh, yeah.
So watching a 4-minute or 3.5-minute video is kind of hard.
If you can get somebody to watch a video for 4 minutes, it better be pretty good.
So the first 60-second videos, it sounds incredibly fast, but it's made to do that on purpose.
Yeah.
And it really was powerful.
Yeah, to just show the highlights in the home and to get it out there, get it moving, get people's attention, and, you know, hopefully get them to inquire about it. So that's the third impact. The fourth impact that we're doing is we're doing a print marketing campaign. We're going to mail 150 mailers to every single to 150 homes in a radius around the neighborhood. Why did we decide to do that?
Well, you know, I'll be honest. If this is honestly real estate.
It is honestly real estate. No bullshit.
I thought print was dead. Right?
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah, we did too. So did I.
But when we talk to customers, we talk to clients, we talk to clients' neighbors, we talk to homes in neighborhoods, the overwhelming feedback was, I want to know what's going on in my neighborhood.
Right.
Right? Yeah. People stalk Take One boxes in front of a home. Right?
They're called nosy neighbors.
Nosy neighbors.
It's a cliche because it's true.
But you know what? What do nosy neighbors know?
They know other nosy people that might want to live in the neighborhood.
Exactly. When we share details of a home and we show what we're doing to get that home sold to the neighbors, by and large, they share that with other people that right. want to be in that neighborhood and then want to know what's going on. And, you know, selfishly, it helps us potentially sell more homes, but more than not, it increases the exposure for that home.
We're telling the neighbors, you know, and who better to promote your neighborhood than somebody that knows it? To tell a friend that, you know, they know that, you know, the Joneses want to spend, you know, that dollar amount, whatever it might be, $200,000, $500,000, whatever the home is. You know, this is the perfect house for the Joneses. They know the Joneses. I don't know the Joneses. Matt doesn't know the Joneses. But the Smiths know the Joneses, and they can tell them. So we're mailing the entire neighborhood with a print marketing campaign to let them know that this home is available.
Yes.
That's impact number four. The fifth impact in the Six to Sold process is a digital marketing campaign.
And this is really...
this is our thing, man.
You know, this is where you have the time to shine. There's a lot. I mean, there's no doubt at this point, every real estate agent is on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And they're hiring these companies to help them.
What is on Facebook? Yeah, I'm on
Facebook. They're on the line. Yeah. They are...
On the line.
They have a business profile and they post a link to Zillow or to the MLS Hey-oh. With that home.
Look at this.
And they are trying to share their listings
I'm
with their
according to my mom.
With their 200 people, their friends and family that maybe like them or follow their page.
Yeah. So we're taking that many steps further, and we're doing a promotional campaign online, which is very targeted and very effective. And we're putting our own marketing dollars behind this. We say that putting a home on the MLS is going to spider it out to all the consumer-facing websites, Realtor.com, Zillow.com, Trulia, Homes.com, Yahoo Homes, you name it, Redfin. Those are out there, and we think that you know, that gets you a good 85% of the way. And the digital marketing campaign and the dollars that we invest behind that get you an extra 15% of the way. And that 15% can mean, you know, quite a lot more interest and potentially another couple offers, which might get you that extra $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, right?
Listen, we're in, quote unquote, a shifting market. Part of what that means to you, to a seller, is that there's going to be more homes on the market.
Right.
There's going to be more competition.
And people buy through process of elimination, right?
And I don't know the exact statistic, but I would have to say 99% of people start their search online.
Yeah, there's different camps of this, but I think NAR says it's 90 to 92% of all home searches begin online.
And when they're searching through homes and they're swiping left or right or whatever they do.
It's not Tinder, man.
Okay. When they're clicking left and right or down or scroll, they are looking for reasons to not see a home or see a home. And when your home does not show well, when it doesn't have professional photography, when it doesn't have video or all these things that are going to make it show in its best light, they're going to just move on.
Exactly. You know, people, you know, if somebody is buying a home, they want to find a reason to not buy your home. They're looking at pros and cons, and if the cons outweigh, and the biggest con, the first showing, is online. If you know, if it's not promoted well, if it doesn't look well, if they didn't even know that it's there, you're eliminated. You're not even in the ring.
Can I be honest?
Please.
Am I beating this dead horse by
yes.
now? Our buyers, the buyers that we work with, don't show up on a Saturday when we want to show them homes and say, what do you have for me? Our buyers are looking at the homes that they want to see, and they're telling their agents what homes it is that they want to go tour.
Right.
And when they're sending us those lists, time and time again, the homes that they want to see are the ones that look best online.
Right. 100% of the time. So those are kind of those are the five impacts that are going to have the largest impact on price and terms. And we're including these things for free.
Included.
They're included. Yes, we are making this investment into everybody's, every single person who decides to list a home with us. We're making that investment up front. It's huge. But the last thing is customer service, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, we always believed that, you know, happy clients, you know, we have happy people in our company. That's our Metro Group. We're a tight family and we have a good time at work. And we believe that, you know, happy employees, happy people at our company leads to happy clients, and happy clients lead to more happy clients. And we sat down, we brainstormed, said, how can we offer the highest customer experience? And we took a huge leap on this, and something that you know, impacts our bottom line significantly. And we said that we're going to assign 2 licensed real estate agents to every single client.
Yeah, the bottom line is that there are, I don't even know the statistic, I wouldn't even pretend to fake it right now, but there are millions of real estate agents.
Millions.
And little pinky finger.
I'm doing that. For those, you can't see me because this is a podcast, but I'm, what is that?
Austin millions. Billions. There are the millions. There are lots of real estate agents, and there's so many that do an incredible job at very selling true houses and client experience. But the overwhelming consensus was that there are only so many things one person can do, right? And when you're talking about sales and marketing and transaction management and customer service, the overwhelming feedback was that, you know, real estate agents, especially those that are successful, are busy. And when you have someone that you're working with who's busy, they are pulled in a lot of directions.
Right.
So when you work with someone from the Metro Group and they are helping you purchase a home or helping you sell your home, they're going to have a personal life. They're going to have family and people and other customers and vacations, and they're going to have stuff. And that doesn't mean that the service that you experience should suffer.
Right. Yeah. I mean, real estate has notoriously been a single person and a cell phone.
There's memes out there of a real estate agent on a surfboard that says, realtors don't really take vacations and they have a laptop. And it's kind of funny, haha.
But it's kind of true.
It is true. And it's like we talked about earlier, it's someone's going to sacrifice the quality of life of the real estate agent or the client's experience.
Exactly. So we decided we're going to assign 2 real estate agents to every single client. And this is huge because if I'm not available, Matt is. If I'm not available and the other agent that we assign to it is Meg Stanger or Bethany Reyes from our team, that if I'm not available, that other person is. And it gives the client 2 points of contact. And, you know, we've actually been doing this for a few months now, and we've seen our client experience and our customer satisfaction go through the roof.
Yeah. I mean, I might feel weird about speaking with a client that I haven't had much interaction with, but the fact that they know that I'm on the Metro Group team,
right,
and that I am updated about what's going on in their status of their listing or their buying process, and that I'm able to communicate in a timely manner what's going on and keep them updated, and to say, you know, your agent or the primary agent on this deal is doing this, this, or that, but I'm making sure that this is seeing it through, gives them immense amount of confidence with the experience, because, you know, real estate is a lot of hurry up and wait. There are right. a lot of things that happen, and then there's waiting periods, down
but then
periods.
When something needs to happen, it needs to happen now.
It needs to happen now. And I mean, that's why, you know, the joke is that, you know, we work 24 hours a day, and you know, begrudgingly to my wife, she would know, like, I have to answer text messages at 10 p.m. It's really not that.
They're typically from me.
Yeah, well, the ones that are from customers are not that right. important, but they are incredibly important to me. And it's not because it's a fire that needs to be put out or it's something that needs to be taken care of. It's simply customer service. And it's making sure that our clients know that we're keeping them in the loop of what's going on. We are making it clear what's going to happen next and setting that expectation. And that we're not just disappearing. Like, we hear so many people that had a bad experience with their agent who didn't keep in the loop. You know, there was the old mantra, no news is good news, right? I think doctors probably coined this one.
Sure.
And we are incredibly against this.
Yeah.
You know, we need to keep you in the loop of what's going on, even if there's no news.
Yeah. So six impacts included, invested by Metro Group upfront, staging, professional photography, drone photography, videography, print marketing campaign, digital marketing campaign, and two agents, one client every time. Six to sold.
I would recommend anyone who's listening who would be interested in selling their home, make sure that they interview agents and ask them what they're going to do to get their home sold.
Yeah, I agree with that. And if this is at all interesting to you, if you're thinking about selling in 2019, I think you owe it to yourself to sit down and talk with us, see what we have to say, meet with the two agents you're going to meet with from Metro Group. And you can reach us by emailing us, or I'm sorry, you can call us at 833-3-GO-METRO. You can find us on the internet at www.62sold.com. And you can email us at info@metrogroup.com.
And if you're a real estate agent and you really agree with everything we said, and really want to increase the level of service that you provide your clients, we have a small number of slots of agents that we're looking to grow
like
our team.
Like one.
Well, yeah. If you're the right person, we would love to talk with you about how we can elevate your career if you feel that these kinds of things are absent in the market and you want to raise your game.
Well, dude, this was a no bullshit, no asshole, not too serious, we took ourselves a little too seriously on this one. That's okay.
I tried to be honest a little bit.
You were honest. There was no bullshit. There was no assholes. We didn't take ourselves too seriously. I'm not taking myself too seriously now.
Not with the hood on.
This was, oh yeah, I had my hood up the entire time. It's, it made me feel chillaxed. Did I just use? Anyway, good podcast. Thank you so much, Matt, for joining me tonight. It was really fun to talk about Six to Sold. We're excited about this. I think this was a good platform to kind of introduce this to everybody. You'll be seeing it in your mailbox and on the internet. So really good stuff. If you see us on iTunes or on SoundCloud or at Podcast Detroit, give us a follow on Instagram. It's at Honestly Real Estate. On Facebook, the Honestly Real Estate Podcast. If you have any questions, please leave us a question. We will read it right here on the air, and we'll connect with anybody that would love to connect with us online. Thanks so much for tuning in to Honestly Real Estate. We'll see you in a couple weeks.